KROQ 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Gronings Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Yesterday, we got things underway in the GDFL, and it was a winning start for the boys from Inverlea last year. Losing grand finalists, they parted company with Mark McDowell, who's now coaching North Shore, and Adam Donoghue, who, of course, on Geelong's list for a couple of years, and then made a real name for himself out at Grovedale, a year at Geelong Amateur, but he stepped up into the coaching sphere and has guided the Hawks to a 29-point victory, 11-8-74 over Geelong West, 6-9-45. Buck, thanks for joining us on The Wash Up. Firstly, congratulations to you. I asked the same question of Luke Matthews before with Drysdale, but is it just nice to get the 4 points in the bank any old way that you could in round one?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Kingy. It is nice to get the 4 points. Probably not anyway. We obviously want to play the way we did last night, but I stated last week that, you know, a win wasn't the be-all and end-all. We just want to work on our structures and playing as a team, and we certainly did that last night, which was great.
7-point lead at halftime, but 4 goals to 2 behinds in that third quarter really blew the game open. What pleased you most about that third term?
We got basically the first 4 goals, and I reckon probably from the 15-minute mark, for probably 5 or 10 minutes, we just slid the ball down. We chipped around their back half and kept possession. And they sort of really killed the game, because it was sort of 4 or 5 goals up, and the old Inverlea probably just would have kept attacking and trying to score goals and potentially might have let them in. But we sort of shut the game down a bit and made sure they weren't going to score any more goals and came in with a 5-goal lead at 3/4 time.
Wasn't a lot of player movement, although the names out. Obviously big ones from Inverlea with Jack Kennedy, Hunt and Simon Sin. But in terms of ins, yourself coming in, Josh Bowman coming in. Josh, unfortunately, by the looks of it, didn't play last night. Can you give an update where he's at with his body?
Yeah, he's just got a bit of... He played a practice match against Birragara a few weeks ago, and he only lasted about a quarter and a half. I think he got a knock to his foot, and it's just his Achilles muscle, something to do with his Achilles. So he trained Tuesday night and sent me a message Wednesday saying his foot blew up a bit, so he's probably at least another couple of weeks away, but he's just got to get a scan, I guess, and see, keep seeing the physio, and, you know, hopefully he's right to go in a couple of weeks.
Okay. One recruit that sort of snuck under the radar is great Jake Crawley. I think he's come up from Terang in the Hampton League and has really made an impression first up.
Yeah, he was great yesterday, Jake. It was really, really impressive. First mark and kick within the first 30 seconds, I think, and he kicked the goal to start us off really well, and that just set the tone for him. He's pretty lightly built. He's not that tall either, but yesterday we threw the challenge for him to play as a key forward. He was pretty much our only one with Josh going out, so we had a small forward line, and he just stood up and created a contest and kicked a couple, and yeah, tackled and pressured as well. So he worked his bum off yesterday, which was pleasing for us.
Who else impressed you last night?
To be honest, Kingy, probably the whole 22. It was a real even team performance, but, you know, going through the list, our back seven were really solid. I think probably only 49 or 50 points kicked against us, I think, which is a great result. Casey Meehan showed that he's, you know, he was getting chased by a few GFL clubs and showed his talent in the middle and up forward. Scott Connie was a handy recruit coming in last night. Michael Best continued his fantastic pre-season. So I could probably name another 10 or 12, but it was just a nice even contribution.
How have you found the adjustment to coaching and playing at the same time?
Yesterday was really good. So the two bench coaches had a chat to me probably a couple of hours before the game, took me to the side and just said, just trust us and you go out there and play. Don't worry about anything. And I went out there with a free mind, which was really good. Let them control the rotations and the coaching side of it. So, no, I had a ball yesterday and last night. And, yeah, as I said, it was really good for the guys to play the way they did.
Aniki, next week on a Sunday, no doubt that will draw a bit of a crowd, being the only local game. And obviously with your connections in local footy with who you've played with and who you know, hopefully if you roll out to Aniki to have a look, not just at you, but obviously what should be a good game of footy.
Good afternoon, man.
Yeah, we're hoping so, certainly. It's always good. There was a good crowd there yesterday. I didn't wait towards the end of it. So it's always good playing in front of a crowd. And, yeah, everyone's obviously encouraged to come out and have a look. Aniki, I know the result didn't go their way yesterday, but they've picked up some a couple of handy additions. And, you know, as I said to the boys after the game, we're not taking them lightly one bit. So we'll go out there, put our best foot forward and hopefully get the win.
Well, Buck, well done. Great start to you. Good to see you in the coaching game. Loved watching you play over the years with, obviously, Grovedale and your last year at Geelong Amateur, but looking forward to seeing how it unfolds for you as a coach. Well done on the win, and good luck next Sunday against Anarchy out at Anarchy.
No worries, King. Thanks for having me on, mate.